I'm here in the run-up to Brighton Fringe at the Verdict Cafe, one of my favourite cafes in Brighton, with Nelly Lewis. Nelly, what's happening at the racecourse apart from horse riding and the horse racing?
There is a new venue that will take part at the Brighton Fringe Festival with a masterclass workshops.
And you've got, is it three events or more?
There are three events during three Sundays over the month of May. A great opportunity to learn from professional, very successful artists like Yael Karavan and Tamar Daly and Marsha.
So what's a masterclass for anyone that has heard that word but doesn't actually know what it is?
A masterclass is a class by a master, someone who mastered the material they are transmitting. For example, Yael is, I know her for many years, she's a physical theater artist, and she studied so long and so much and so in depth and doing theater for so many years, so we can give her the title master. So it's a real opportunity to receive really good content and exercises to do physical theatre.
And it's very clear on the website that you don't need previous experience to enjoy this, do you?
Yes, you don't necessarily need... it can go both ways, so you can really benefit from it if you have experience and you are a performing artist, an active performing artist, or if you just want to discover that world.
If somebody was saying to you that they've been to the theatre in their life and they remember watching a play and they saw some actors on stage and enjoyed it, but they'd heard about this thing called physical theatre, what distinguishes, I mean, there's obviously the word physical, but what is physical theatre really?
Well, I am a performing artist myself in physical theatre, mime and puppets and stuff like that. Physical theatre is, you know, when you go to a theatre, now it's changing. There is a lot of people who use and integrate movement and the body expression into even speaking word or into a normal like play, but in physical theater the body has much more importance. It is the tool of the actor to express, so to express the feeling, to express the situation.
Now, if I'm a performer, obviously this can be a new skill that I can learn if I wanted to learn physical theatre skills. But would it be worth going to one of these workshops if just to, I'm not interested in performing on the stage, but I'm interested in this in some way of enhancing my personal development?
Yes, of course. I think that the body is our vessel in this world. And working also with the body to discover yourself, your emotions, your ability to express them, can give a lot to a person.
In this world of smartphones, you know, and what people some say above the shoulders living now, just our heads, you know. So physical theatre is a way of getting back in touch with who you really are.
Yes, I think that, you know, it's like in theatre, there are those two streams. One is like Stanislavski and Grotowski, is something in between, but that thinks that you need to go into the emotional kind of analyze it mentally, understand it, and then go into the character. And with physical theatre, it's like the crew and Lecoq, and that it's more from, or Tomaszewski, it's from the body you find that place to the sensation. So it's a different way of understanding the actor's work. I think a combination of both is the perfect one. So it gives you the tool of the actor that can use sometimes to be in a certain position, gives you the you know, gives you an opening to that states, not just by the thoughts.
I'm realizing an audio interview is not such a great idea because you're using your body even now and you're giving, you know, gesticulations and gestures and really demonstrating in a way what we're talking about here. In terms of your venue then, you've created a space which also runs year-round and does other things. So tell us about how you came to make this space in this particular place.
The space is in Brighton Racecourse. It has beautiful views over the sea. It's very calm. I feel in a way, I don't know for how long it will be there. I feel it's like a golden city that raised out of nowhere and will probably in one point disappear as well. I teach there Pilates and physical movement. I am coaching artists towards their success and their goals. And the space is also a place for rehearsals. So I'm really doing my best to support artists on their artistic journey.
And so finally, in a way that I suppose I'm not inviting you to be a marketeer, but more in the space that you operate, which is physical theatre, you've curated these three workshops for Brighton Fringe. I'm inviting you to issue an invitation to people in Brighton or beyond to come to any or all of these workshops.
Okay, so I invite everybody, experienced and non-experienced, to come and explore three workshops or one individual workshop with really proven, successful professional artist. One of the things is that, you know, to find a really good teacher, it's not always easy, especially in our world of so many information and so many people doing things. And so I really chose carefully three people that I know that they have so much to give, and I think that this is a great opportunity to take some few hours to enter into the world of creation in your own self, with your own body and with the best guidance possible.
An invitation there from Nellie Lewis to enter the Golden City at Brighton Racecourse. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.